and their daughters was behind.
Is evidence that we're running. Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Not no. Take a stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. Whoa. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
among them that shall reign with him.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. And thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on your Real Love Station, KAYT, 88.1 FM, on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. I'm your host, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years, none other than in the person of
I'm Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Outreach Broadcast Ministry right here on your Real Love Station, KYT 88.1, every Saturday at 12:30. As a matter of fact, get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is on the air. And without any further preliminary, I'm going to ask my beautiful wife, if she doesn't mind, to share a scripture with us and to lead us in prayer in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen. I'm coming out of the book of, I'm coming out of the book of Mark. Mark 16, 17, and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning. Thanking you and praising you, Lord, for your word today. Thanking you,
Lord.
And praising you, Lord God, knowing that your word is true.
Yes.
Amen. To every believer that believes, God, it will happen for them because your word is true. We thank you, Lord, because you're mighty God. We thank you because you're glorious God. We thank you because you're just so good to your children. Amen.
Yeah.
So many things are happening all around us, and yet you've kept us in the midst of everything, God. And we want to thank you for that, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for just shielding us, God, and keeping us away from harm and dangers, Lord God. We just thank you today, Lord. We thank you for everything. Lord, we pray for our the people that are going through. We pray for our elder people. Lord, we keep them lifted up before you.
Yes.
We pray for our children, Lord,
yes.
The teenagers. We pray for them to be bullied, Lord God, in the school system
yes,
and everywhere, Lord God. We just pray, Lord, God, Jesus. Because we know that without your protection, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Lord, everything could come upon us, but you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're so worthy to be praised.
Yes,
we just thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Today we ask you to look on the bereaved families, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
So many are even burying the loved ones that we know personally, Lord,
yes,
God.
Yes, yes, Lord.
We just ask you to comfort them even now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you today, God.
Yes, Lord.
Because we can trust you, Lord God. Through it all, we can trust you, Lord God. We pray,
yes,
God,
Lord.
This broadcast will lift up you, Lord.
Yes,
that you will
Jesus.
Be glorified in the things that we say, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And that you will reach the hearts of the people, Lord, that need a change in
right
their life,
now,
Lord God.
Right now, Lord.
In the mighty name of,
in
Jesus,
the name of Jesus,
that you will be glorified.
Yes,
and the
Lord.
Saints of God will be edified. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. To all of our brothers and sisters near and far, we thank and praise God for you. For tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. God's people need to be perfected primarily in the time in which that we are living in. Now, we know the Bible said that there's nothing new under the sun. But I must remind you, amen, that the coming of the Lord is still imminent. Amen. As I said before, and I shall keep on declaring and decreeing, that if the good man knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not suffer his house to have been broken up into.
Yes.
Amen. The question is, if Jesus were to come for you right now, would your soul be in good standing with the Lord? These are the things that must be brought to your mind day by day. Amen. Time out for saying, well, you know, ain't nobody perfect. That's a lie. God got some perfect folk living out here to his standards. Now, let me remind you, you will never be perfect in the eyesight of other people. Can I share something with you? Jesus was perfect, and the folks said he wasn't.
That's right, Bishop.
Now, you got to remember one thing. You're never going to be perfect in folks' eyesight, but whose report are you going to believe?
All right, now.
Amen. And if you're around folk that's making excuses to not be in perfection, something is wrong. Amen. I would rather be right in God's eyesight than to be right in man's eyesight, because when it's all said and done, amen. And it's, can I share something with you? Amen. Every time folks say, you're judging folks, when you hear people say you're judging, they're saying, shut up so I can sin in peace.
That's what they're saying, Bishop.
Shut up so I can sin in peace,
yes.
Bishop. No. I love you too much.
Yes.
Amen. I love you. Amen. And one thing the Word of God tells us, even as parents, we love our children.
Yes, we do.
That's just like a child saying, if you love me, you won't spank me.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. God doesn't operate that way, brothers and sisters. And this is not about spanking. This is about bringing us to the realization that we have lived in malicious thinking too long. Yes, God is a God of love, but he's also a consuming fire. If he wasn't a consuming fire, why would he say that this earth is going to be destroyed? Fervent heat is going to destroy. All the elements are going to burn up. If he's a loving God, why would he create a place called hell with hell fire? There is a balance to the same God that we serve. And you know, there's a segment, Minister Mildred, that kind of made me think about, all of us used to love that. I think it was by Cecil B. DeMille years ago, called The Ten Commandments. You watched that, didn't you?
No, I didn't get a chance to watch.
You didn't get a chance to watch that? Man, that was just awesome. You know, the I won't say animation, but the effects of it, just watching the Red Sea part and this, that, and the other. And so as Moses went up into the mountain to get the Ten Commandments from the Lord, as he began to make his descension down, because God told him, said, Moses, get back down there. The people then started acting crazy again. They didn't start acting crazy again. And so Moses comes down off of the off the mountain, Minister Mildred, and he looks at the people. And you know what? That stuck in my mind for the rest of my life. I was just a kid watching this. But it just goes to show how some things can resonate in your mind. Moses comes off of the mountain, and it had a profound effect in my life when it came to God. Moses said, if you will not live by the law, then you will die by the law. And somebody might be saying, well, Bishop Townsend, you know what? We're not up under the law no more. But then again, you got to understand that there are some laws that God got set in motion that are not going to stop. And, you know, you can look at it scientifically or you can look at it spiritually. Amen. The law of gravity is still in effect. I don't care how saved you are.
Amen.
I don't care how sanctified, how much tongue you speak in. If you go to the edge of a cliff and step off the edge of that cliff, you're going down.
Oh, yes.
You're going down.
Gravitation and pull.
Amen. That's a law that God got set in motion. And there are spiritual laws that God got set in motion, brothers and sisters. And if we don't live by those spiritual laws, then we will die from the lack of application of those laws. Why did you think that the Bible says this? Now, watch this. Here's another spiritual law that we often take for granted, Minister Mildred. He said, know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? And he said, if any man defile the temple of God, God will do what?
He's going to destroy it.
Wait a minute. That's a law that's set in motion. And I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but you know what? When it comes to the laws that God has set in motion, amen, we want to make sure that we are doing these things that are pleasing to God. That's why the Apostle Paul himself said, Minister Mildred, he said, after I have preached to others, I got to be careful because I myself can become a castaway. Do you know what a castaway is? He said, I'll be lost.
That's right.
After I done preached all these good messages to other people, I'll be done died and let my soul went to hell. Paul had to stay on it every day. Amen. We sing the song, Just Another Day's Journey, and I'm so glad about it. And that's what it's all about. If you will make up your mind, today I will live saved. Today I will live sanctified. Today I will live in the power of the Holy Ghost. If you make your mind up to do that just one day at a time, amen, that's what turns days into weeks. Weeks turn into months. Months turn into years, Minister Mildred.
And Bishop, while you were saying that, it you remind me, the more you start doing a thing, the more you'll be, the more you want to do it. So that means that once you start doing anything, this, for instance, we was getting rid of the soda pops. When we was doing that, you know, everything was just good, good, good. We would take one day at a time, and we got good at it. We got good at it until we started going to this particular restaurant.
Just going to tell the truth. You backslid. Tell the truth.
And they started giving our backslid. Free drinks.
We backslid, saints.
They started giving us free soda pops.
Praise be to God. Tell off on the devil.
Yes, yes.
Amen. We backslid. Yes. We went back in the wrong direction.
And that's what
now,
I was thinking.
It sounds comical, but you know what? Mm-hmm. That's what Satan wanted to get us to do.
Exactly. That's
he
what I was
to,
saying
and
in
you
the
know
spiritual
what?
Realm.
And he makes it seem like it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the
make
matter
it affordable.
He makes it, not only does it makes it affordable, but he makes it excusable.
Oh, that.
Because the first thing that they told us is that they said, well, you know what? It comes with your meal.
It comes with your meal.
So do you want, you still going to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
But now, if they would have told me, you know, they might as well have just said this. Well, you know what? All of the pops I'm drinking, they should have just translated this way. The sugar diabetes comes with your meal.
Yeah.
You paying for it.
Uh-huh.
So you might as well go ahead on. And you know what? Me and Minister Mildred, we backslid.
Mm-hmm.
And when we backslid, you know what? As the saying goes, a little leaven began to leaven the whole lump.
Man.
And you know what? Tell the truth, Minister Mildred. Some pounds started coming back, didn't they?
Oh, yes, it did. A lot. Because
You're too ashamed what that devil done to you, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm very ashamed.
We should be ashamed when the devil make a fool out of us like
no,
that.
No,
but you know what? It's our fault.
Yeah. And that's what you were saying, Bishop.
It's our
when
fault.
When we allow ourselves, and even though the enemy will come in, we can put it on the devil all we want. But it was us. We had the power within. So I know now he can't come back with me with that again. No more pops, and I mean it, no more drinks. We had been off that stuff over a year. And then all of a sudden, we began to go to the restaurant, and they was offering this with our meal. And, yes, we succumbed to it, but no more. No more devil.
Just going to tell the saints out there, yeah, we backslid like some of y'all did. Amen. And you know, which brings me to the truth of the matter. You know, a lot of time, we beat up on folks about adultery and fornication. We beat up on preachers who are having extramarital affairs, and we beat up on people who are pedophiles and homosexuals.
Think it's beaten
up, yeah. I'm going to say beat up because, see, the truth of the matter is a circle has a 360-degree circumference.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, you know what? A lot of times, because we're not in a particular thing, we put more emphasis on that we used to be as opposed to where we are.
That's true.
But the truth of the matter is, when we come back to talking about the vessel of God, amen, you know, we hear everybody talk about that, but don't nobody talk about being fat is a sin.
No, it's a lot of sins.
Uh-huh.
Sinners out here.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of sins.
And the truth of the matter is, those of us that are obese is still in just as much sin as the fornicator.
It's just the truth.
Those of us that are obese are just as much in sin as the liar. Those of us that are obese are just as much sin as the man that's having the extramarital affair, because we're having an affair with food. Minister Miller, you're getting quiet on me. Talk to me now.
And lack of exercise.
And lack of exercise.
And
because
the main
this
thing.
Is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So the truth of the matter is, and that's what people don't understand. When you're guilty of one sin, you guilty of
but
all
what you're
going to
do about it, that's the thing about it. You know, we can say it all day, but we got to make efforts to do it.
Well,
and while you was talking about
I'm
that.
I'm just defending the fat folks that ain't been bashed, because we can bash everything else. But we ain't going to bash gluttony. We ain't going to bash obesity. Because
well,
you know what? We got more fat folks, I guess, than we do fornicators.
Oh,
we got more fat folks than we do.
Fat fornicators.
Look at you. Lord have mercy. Fat adulterers and adulteresses.
Yes,
well, the truth
there.
Of the matter is,
Amen.
You know what, y'all? When it comes to the perfecting of the saint,
yes.
You can't pick out
what you like,
what you want to be
mm-hmm.
holy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pick out what you want to be righteous.
All right.
We got to pick out what God said is to be right. Now, the truth of the matter is, and getting back to this too, and the reason why we're doing this, too many saints are dying from the diseases that God intended for the sinful world to die in. And we've got to get back to the righteousness and holiness. That's right. He said, amen, you are bought with a price. You are not your own. And as long as we live in this body, we got to learn to take care of this temple. I don't care how much tongues we speak in.
Come on now.
I don't care what kind of title we got.
Mm.
I don't care, amen, how much offering we give. The truth of the matter is, amen, gluttony and obesity is a factor that, amen, got to be brought back to the table too.
Amen. And Bishop, while you were saying that, I was just thinking, just two people we know just this week left this body. Because of obesity and different things in their bodies. You know, a lot of time, you know, I'm just saying this to say, we got to get this in check. Just like we are crying loud or against sin, this is like you said earlier, and you are a man of God, because when you see something, you're going to say it, and even if it's about you or me or whoever. You know, the truth is the truth, and we got to walk in righteousness, and we got to walk in this word. Amen. And we got to let the devil know. Amen. We ain't hiding you. Amen. And
no.
Then going to talk about something else.
No.
Mm-mm.
Minister Mildred, you know what? I preached for years. And the hardest pill to swallow is when the Holy Ghost come up to you, just like Jesus went to the scribes and Pharisees and said, thou hypocrite.
Amen.
Thou hypocrite. And I said, Lord, what you talking about? He said, now, while you are preaching and telling other folk about the sinful lifestyle that they living, here you are, 400 pounds, a 65 in the waist, and you trying to tell somebody else how to live. And you, Mildred, when the Holy Ghost spoke to me like that, it was enough to just shut me down and say, well, you know what? I ain't preaching no more. God said, no, don't stop preaching.
Amen.
I want you to get your life together.
Amen.
And
it's
work
prophet.
On getting that
Amen.
Weight off of you.
Amen.
And getting your life back healthy again, because we got too many so-called saints that's on disability.
Yes, Lord.
They disabled. They sick.
Yes, Lord.
And they're doing all of these things. And yet we think of preaching about adultery, fornication,
and
homosexuality, but we ain't going to talk about gluttony. We'll leave that out the thing, because that applies too much to me. But the fact of the matter is, when you shame the devil in all areas of
Hallelujah.
Your life, you will get the victory.
You will.
Now, for you skinny folk, just because you ain't got fat yet, you can still have a spirit of gluttony too.
Amen. It'll overtake
you. It's a lot of fun. Can I tell you something? You know, years ago when it came to diabetes and sickness and stuff like this, it was a fat folk thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just as many pencils out there with diabetes.
Yes, Lord.
As well as everybody. What are you saying, Bishop Town? We got to learn how to eat right.
Yes, Lord. Exercise.
We got
we
to learn how to take this vessel
mm-hmm.
and treat it right. You know what? The truth of the matter is, we'll spend more time pampering that car, that truck.
Uh-oh, and nails and our hair. Amen. And our feet.
We will get out
here.
There and we will pamper that truck. We'll wash it. We'll take care of it, but when it comes to our temple, we ain't going to go out and get the main thing that we need. You know, I told people years ago that God gave me a revelation that we will go out and spend $30,000 on a truck.
Mm.
We'll spend $150,000 on a house.
Jesus.
And then when we go to the health nutritional store and we get ready to get something that's going to help our body, we will look at some aloe vera or we'll look at some whatever is going to help our body. We say, ooh, God, that's too much.
Yes, Lord.
Now, you mean to tell me a TV that could break any moment, truck that could break down any moment.
iPhone.
But when it comes, an iPhone. Oh, Jesus, please.
Come on. We got to tell the truth.
Oh, Jesus, please. An iPhone, amen, that can get some water on it and it's tow, it ain't going to work again. But when it comes to this thing that we talk about that God lives in.
This temple.
When it comes to this temple, we will make every excuse not to take care of it. No wonder we got saints that's dying from cancer.
Jesus.
That's dying from diabetes. Yes. That's dying from lupus. That's dying from all type of other care. Because you know what? As Jesus said, you're straining out a gnat and you're swallowing a camel. You're more concerned about the sins of people's life than the sins in our own life.
My God, my
preach,
God.
Bishop. Preach.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Preach, Bishop. Yeah, we got to be more concerned about the sin in our own life. That's why Jesus said, he said this one thing in Matthew chapter number 7. He said, before you can get the mote out of your brother or sister's eye, get the beam out of your own eye.
Yes, Lord. And that, and Bishop, that scripture, I'm not saying that that sister or brother don't need help, but he's saying you need help. That's what that scripture saying,
Minister
too.
Minister Mildred, when God spoke to Bishop Townsend.
Thank you, Lord God.
And said, Bishop Townsend, you are the biggest hypocrite that's up in the pulpit every Sunday. You are the biggest hypocrite that is up testifying every Sunday. You are the biggest hypocrite because though you're telling people about fornication, though you're telling them in adultery, you're in an adulterous affair with food.
Yes, Lord.
You're putting food before your wife. See, you can do, you. Let me tell you something. You can be adulterous in so many ways.
Yes, Lord.
You can be fornicative in so many ways.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You can be an idolater in so many ways. And the truth of the matter is, half the saints of God, while we sitting up in church service, you know what our mind is?
On food.
What are we going to eat when we get out of service?
And not only that, bitch, they already cooked the food.
We ain't giving God all the praise that he deserves.
Lord.
But now, Minister Miller, go with me to the book of Mark, the 11th chapter 23. Because, see, these mountains in our life got to be moved.
Yes.
And the problem is we're trying to get prosperity, riches, trucks, cars, houses. But the main thing, what about the sickness that's in your body that's got you disabled right now?
You ain't able to use it.
Listen,
Bishop.
God want to, let me say something. God wants you to have that sickness moved more than the house you want.
Yes, yes.
He wants the sickness moved out of your body more than that car that you desire or that house that you desire or any other superficial thing that is not even meant to last.
You're not going to be able to use it anyhow, Bishop, or even enjoy it. If your body is sick and the mind is sick.
Now watch this. We love to talk to that sinner man and say, well, you know what? God ain't going to dwell in no unclean temple because you got fornication up in there. Baby, if you got obesity up in there, he still ain't going to dwell in there.
All right, Bishop. You're the man.
I'm talking to Bishop Townsend. Now, Bishop Townsend, Bishop Townsend, that obesity that's trying to come back into your life. Because you know what? God blessed me to drop. And like I said, I dropped 140 pounds and me and Minister Mildred backslid.
How many did you pick up?
I think about 30. Well, I think about 30 of them. Amen. Because I had to give away a lot of my clothes.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And then you know what the devil tried to come back and say? Now, don't you wish you'd have kept them now? No, sir.
I won't.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm just telling you how
track.
The enemy would throw you off.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Minister Mildred, the 11th, I mean, what I just gave you, Mark, the
11:24. 22.
Start at 22. 11, what did it say?
Mark 11:22 said, and Jesus answered, saying unto them, have faith in God.
Don't have faith in God just to get some superficial things. Amen. Don't have faith in God just to get a house. Don't have faith in God just to get a car. Don't have faith in God just to get materialistic things. The body of Christ, we done got backwards.
Yes, we are.
Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And if it's full of diabetes, if it's full of cancer, if it's full of lupus,
yes.
Hypertension,
yes.
Do you know what? Sickness is a result of sin.
Jesus.
I'm going to tell it like it is.
That's what the words say, and I got to believe.
I'm going to tell it like it is. Sickness is a result of sin in our life. And God don't want us to be in sin.
Yes.
So if you want to get sin out of your life, I'm talking to the fat folks like Bishop Townsend. Praise be to God. Even though I dropped 140 pounds, that let me tell you something. That spirit of gluttony will come back. The Bible says this, and I'm going to share this with you. I don't care how much of a preacher you are, how much of an evangelist you are, how much of an apostle you are. The Bible says when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it goes through dry places seeking rest. That goes for obesity. That goes for perversion. That goes for homosexuality. That goes for lesbianism. Any spirit that God has delivered you from, let me tell you something, it's looking to come back. So you can go in from prayer line to prayer line.
Say it.
You can go from preacher to preacher, prophet to prophet. That ain't got nothing to do with that. If you don't stay connected to God, these spirits coming back. We got most saints on disability. And you know what? Half of them don't want to be delivered because they got their mind on getting that check more so than being delivered from God.
Woo! God knows you talk.
Read, Minister Mitt. I got about 4 minutes.
My God, my God.
Have faith in God. And then what happens?
Verily I say unto you.
Verily I say unto
that
you.
That whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
Now, watch it. You ain't got to be no bishop.
Nope.
You ain't got to be no apostle. You can be just a little mother working in the church. You can be just a little missionary working in the church. Guess what? You can be just a member, period, working in the church. Whosoever say unto this mountain. Now, what is your mountain in your life today?
Amen.
Do you have diabetes? Do you have high blood pressure? That's a mountain. Do you have disability ailments in the body? That's still a mountain. See, we're talking about miracles.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. When you plant the word of God in your heart, you can expect the miracles to bloom in your life.
Ooh, glory.
When you plant the word of God firmly in your heart, you can expect miracles to bloom in your life. But you know what? We would much rather have a car. We would much rather have a house.
Jesus.
According to your faith, be it unto thee. Help me, Minister Minda. What
be
else we got?
Be thou removed and be cast into the sea.
Diabetes, be thou removed. Cancer, be thou removed. Gluttony, overeating, be thou removed.
Lack of exercise.
Lacks of exercise, be thou removed. Male impotency, be thou removed.
Man.
All of these things, female impotency,
yes,
be thou removed. Lupus, be thou removed. Hatred.
Yes.
Animosity.
Glory.
Bipolarism. Whatever mountain is in your life can be removed. Get your mind off of superficial things. Get your mind off of houses and lands. Get your mind off of this stuff. This positive thinking thing is good, but let's bring it back to what Jesus wants.
Hallelujah.
Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And we're destroying it.
Yes, Lord.
We're destroying it with fried chicken. We're destroying it with pizzas. We're destroying it with fast food. We're destroying this temple that God meant to last a good while. A preacher I know right now in Greenwood burying his wife, 64 years of age. Why? Because pancreatic cancer has destroyed her temple. Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying this to be mean. The enemy is getting the advantage over the saints of God, and it's time for us to get it back right.
Yes, Lord.
What else, Minister Mildred?
But shall believe that those things which that he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said.
Let me tell you something. I've worked on jobs where things have happened to me, and the first thing that people say was, go ahead on, go to the doctor, put a lawsuit on them. Amen. Put a lawsuit on them. I said, stuffed and splashed in my eyes, and they say, go to the doctor. I said, yeah, I'm going to go to the doctor just to make sure everything is all right. But you know what? When you start accepting the system, it opens you up for the attack of the enemy. Let me say that again. When you get a part of the system, it opens you up for the attack of the enemy.
Praise God.
Minister Mitter, our time is up.
Yes.
Anything else you got to put on
there? Amen, Bishop. That was so powerful today. We just wanted to know that, you know, we got to look within and seek within. Amen. And, you know, to do the things that will be pleasing to God. And that's the only way that we can really do a God's will when we're right. Amen. And then we can reach out to others.
It is a 360-degree circle,
yes,
my brothers and sisters. We cannot strain at gnats and swallow camels. The truth of the matter is, there's too many fat folks sitting up in the church and the enemy is killing us. So, brothers and sisters, listen, I love you. I love you. And above all, I want to give you the truth. And if you're ever in the Natchez area, I'd like you to come be our guest at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi. We meet there every Sunday at 10 o'clock for Sunday school. Morning worship begins at 11 o'clock a.m. We have a Spirit-filled Bible class every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. I certainly would love to have you come be my guest. I don't care if you're a man, you're a woman. I don't care what denomination you embrace, because God ain't called us to denomination no way. That's a man-made structurization that's designed to just keep us divided. But when it's all said and done, I want to be about my Father's business. All right, until next week, I love you, and we'll be around standing by waiting for your prayer requests in Jesus' name.
For holy.